Long ago in ancient times, there was a scroll of magic rhymes. It prophesied the mystic.
Ladies and gentlemen, the true young heroes, every so often, an event happens that is so important to our culture that you remember the day. You remember what you were doing when it happened. There was the moon landing, 9/11, other stuff probably. And tonight, Podzilla 1985 is proud to present to you Tanner Calvert's dumb fucking trivia that he is doing to embarrass me, and I'll never forgive him for it. So welcome to the show here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight, sort of, not quite. Tanner, do you want to introduce everybody else? You still want me to introduce
him? No, I can do it. But first of all, like with that intro you just did, I'm going to need some like really ominous music playing softly in the background.
It's going to be like an award show type music. It's going to be like, it's going to swell.
No, it's going to be flamingo.
Flamingo? No, it's not going to be flamingo. All right. So
Shannon, just make it the the intro to Krusty's comedy classic special. Just him singing "Send in the Clowns."
You got it.
We have used that song twice,
so many times.
Oh, it's used it for the Farley interview, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. Well, with that said, that's my piece. I'm gonna leave the show now, and
nope, you're gonna stay right fucking there. You're gonna stay right there. You hear me?
I already introduced myself, Shannon Young, the Phoenix. Now let me introduce you to your host for tonight and the game master for the evening, the man himself, Tanner Calvert.
Ladies and gentlemen, originally the title of this game, before it got deleted by my computer because it's a piece of shit, was Fuck This Game. Because I was going to make this stupid hard. My goal originally was to make sure everybody had negative points before the end of the day.
I don't think you're going to have too much trouble with that.
No. I think I'm going to be okay now. Like, I made this a halfway serious quiz. I have now sent the board to the group. The categories for tonight are, well, I guess I should introduce everybody first.
You should probably introduce the guest first.
You know what, guys? This is my first time doing this. Okay, the returning champ. We have Jesse Kimball.
Hey, that's me.
The next shithead is Shannon.
I already introduced myself. I took care of it. Don't worry.
And then we have Lindsay. Lindsay's with us tonight.
Hi.
And making a first, I guess it's first time doing this.
You got it,
yeah,
baby.
Let's do this. Yeah.
Keep coming.
Yeah. All right. So, tonight's our categories are Assassin's Creed, American History.
That's the same category.
Man, only one of the Assassin's Creed
games is
America.
Fictional and then actual.
Not completely.
If it was Assassin's Creed 3.
That all really happened.
That kind of? Anyway, next category, Broadway musicals.
Hello, Lindsay.
Hi.
90s television.
Of course. That'd be me.
And the grand category, Shannon's love life.
Oh, you're a motherfucker is what you are.
Man, I should have just resigned. Called my two-time champion, quit while I was ahead.
Is it too late to resign?
No, it is absolutely not.
It is too late.
It's not too late to resign? Alright, cool. I'll see you guys later.
Wait, whoa.
No, you said it, motherfucker.
Yeah, he said I could go, so deuces.
No, you stay.
No, I was talking to Jesse about saying he never mind. Look,
everyone
guys,
stays. Look. I suffer, you suffer.
Yeah, that's right.
Are we doing this in the order you introduced us?
Yes, we are. Okay. I will say the only rule that's changed from previous episodes, you can pick any number from any category in any order except Shannon's love life. That has to be picked in numerical order.
Okay? Jesus. Hold on. Jesus fucking Christ, Tanner.
That was fucked up.
Yep. All right, Jesse, the board is yours.
All right, well, let's get this shit show on the road, baby. Shannon's love life for 100.
God damn it.
Okay, Shannon's love life for 100. She was married to filmmaker Joseph Reitman from 2002 to 2005 when they divorced, though they remained friends and business partners. You got 5 seconds.
Shannon, who is Shannon Elizabeth? Is that the joke?
That is Shannon Elizabeth. Yes, it is.
I think I get the joke now.
Okay.
That's weak as fuck.
It's the $100 question, man. Come on.
No, I just mean I wanted some more giggles.
I knew it was Shannon Elizabeth for the record.
Just wait. Shannon, just board yours.
She was born in Jerusalem, you know.
You know what?
I feel confident about this category. Let's go to Shannon's love life for 200.
You just want to get it off the board as quickly as possible.
That's what I was trying to do.
All right, Shannon's love life for 200. She is known for not being very friendly, which shows in her three marriages, two of which barely lasted a year.
Who is Shannon Doherty?
Shannon Doherty is correct.
Don't fuck with me on Shannon's. I know every Shannon in the world.
Okay. Lindsay,
if
your
there's
turn.
Not a question about Shannon's sin in this, I'm going to be pissed about it.
And we're going to go to 90s television for 200.
For 200. This Sentai-style show took place in medieval Ireland.
Damn it, Tanner. I know which show you're doing, and I can't remember the name.
Can you repeat the question, please? I missed part of that.
This Sentai-style show took place in medieval Ireland. All right, 5 seconds.
It's the Knights of something, and I don't remember it, so just take my points away.
Okay, 1 second, 1 second, 1 second. Oh, shit. Fuck. Okay, all right, go ahead and buzz in.
No.
No one wants
to buzz
in? I will
not.
I also will not.
Okay.
I'm curious about this. I don't know what show you're talking about.
It's the Mystic Knights of something.
She is very close.
It's Mystic Knights of Tirnanog.
That is the correct answer.
Yeah.
He didn't buzz in.
I know I didn't.
That's because it already went to the end.
All right, Hunter, how are you? Hunter, how are you doing tonight?
You know, I'm here. I am very. What is it? It's that thing where somebody on a paper that they turned in, instead of it saying like "very good job," it just says "very done." That's me right now.
Also, right, can we rewind here? What the fuck is the Mystic Knights of Tirnanog?
I don't know why I remember that. I have sent you
guys...
Jesse, you were on a show when we discussed it.
I sent you guys the first episode on YouTube in the group chat.
It's very likely
today?
That I never watched a single episode of that show. I just remember
the
name.
I've recently rewatched
Fox
it. It's not terrible.
In the late 90s.
So was it like a Power Rangers style
kind
show?
Kind of,
yes.
Yeah, that's what the Sentai means, but...
Well, that's what I assumed.
It was
so
a
five
Power Rangers
person,
knockoff
yeah.
type thing.
But they were knights?
Yes.
And Irish.
I will send it to you again. And
because
yeah,
that's and
the monsters
interesting.
The monsters and enemies they fought were from Irish lore. So,
ooh.
How did I never see this
show?
Because it was on Fox and you were watching the news, not Cart Saturday Morning Show.
Okay,
so I watched the Power Rangers.
That,
thank you.
That's a fine
this
excuse
was late
for
90s.
Shannon.
Like it was on when I was in like high school.
How the fuck did Jesse not ever see this?
I was actively
watching these shows in the 90s, like the Saturday Morning cartoons and shit.
Because I remember seeing commercials for it when I was like watching like Digimon and stuff that way.
Well, I know Digimon; they're digital monsters.
Yeah, I know.
Show Unlike enough. Pokemon, who are pocket monsters.
It's true.
Yes.
I thought they were Pokemon.
And then
how
also
many points?
Monsters
Tanner,
in your
how many
pocket,
points is that
which are
worth?
Completely different.
Absolutely nothing.
Can I just real quick before we get to Hunter's question or the category? So when I was younger and Pokemon came out, I found out that Pokemon meant pocket monsters, right?
Yes.
So I bought a game. Because I wanted to get into Pokemon. And the game, I thought I was just smart and knew the translation, and I outsmarted Nintendo. I bought a game called Monsters in My Pocket. That was not the same game,
no,
just for the record.
No,
not the same game.
Nope. That had Dracula.
It had Dracula. It was very bad.
Man.
Yes, it was very bad.
It was very small.
Why is anything brown? That should have been a category.
I think you just made some bad choices. Not just here, but in life in general.
You have no idea how close we actually came to having an Eddie Murphy category.
I would have excelled at that, I feel like.
And that's why that's why I didn't do it. Hunter, the board's yours.
Give me them Broadway musicals for 100, Alex.
This show featured two rival gangs, the Sharks and the Jets.
Oh, why can't I think of it? I can't think of the name of this to save my life, and I can see it. What is West Side Story?
God damn it.
That is correct.
Yeah, I was waiting. We were all waiting on that one.
I was literally getting ready to say 5 seconds. All right, Jesse Borgers.
There's no way that Hunter doesn't know this one.
Your pause kind of messed me up.
I was like, okay, there's the song about Maria, and there's a thing, and that's all I could get. That was it.
You were dancing around it. You were almost there. Yes.
All right, let's get that Assassin's Creed for 100.
This 12th, bullshit game. Sorry.
This 12th century assassin was the son of no one.
12th century?
Yep, this 12th century assassin was the son of no one.
I don't remember which one that is.
5 seconds.
Who is Altair?
That is correct. Altair ibn Lahad. The Ibn Lahad is actually Arabic for son of no one.
Yeah, see, I wasn't sure if it was, because I was like, which one was earlier, the first game or Odyssey?
He barely made it into the 12th century, because he was born in 11...
I have a question.
Yes?
Is Tanner Arabic for son of a bitch? There it is. Maria, take a drink.
He wanted that sigh.
All right. Is it my turn, Tanner?
It is, bitch.
Let's go for 90s television for 300.
For 300, she played the Yellow Zeo Ranger.
Who is fuck yourself? No one knows that. No one knows Zeo Rangers. If it's not the first season, no one knows anyone from that cast. And Jesse's probably Googling it right now so he can prove me wrong. Fuck you. Fuck Jesse. I'm out of here. What? Turn my mic off. I'm leaving.
All right, first of all, I do not appreciate these accusations. Second of all, I was gonna agree with you, you piece of fucking shit.
Yeah, like, I know the first two seasons.
I was,
like...
Shannon,
how was,
are you,
how was that 300?
Are you passing?
No, my answer was fuck you.
Okay. Anybody want to...
No.
Okay. I don't know her name.
Okay. The actress's name was Nakia Burris.
Of course.
All I know is it's the one that was after Karen Ashley.
It was on the tip of my tongue.
Well, I mean, and honestly, I would have accepted the character's name, but here we are.
I don't remember the character's name either.
No one watched Zeo Rangers.
The only other character from Zeo that I remember is Kat, and I hated Kat with a passion.
Was she the Pink Ranger?
She's the one who took over after Kimberly. And I'm like, no.
I would have known that one. I would know Kat.
I'm going to make a real bold statement here. Power Rangers was a terrible show. They all were.
Oh, we going to fight.
Somewhere Dalton is having an aneurysm.
But when I was
that's all right. That was already happening. Now it's just worse for him.
Hunter just went negative 500, guys.
Okay. I hear you.
All right, Lindsay, the board is yours.
Broadway musicals for 200.
He appeared in Broadway shows Lion King, Bronx Bombers, In the Heights, and Hamilton.
Don't make me answer actor questions. I don't remember names. Just take my points away. I'm not gonna know it.
Okay, anybody want to chime in?
I should have punched.
Shannon.
I know I'm going to get it wrong, but I'm going to name the only one that I know. Who's Lin-Manuel Miranda?
While he was in two of those, that is incorrect as well.
Damn
it.
Was it in.
Hunter.
It's that Chris Jackson. Who is Chris Jackson?
That is correct.
Is this the guy that Tanner's always talking about? He's local?
I don't even know who that is.
He is... Oh, wow. I mean, he is pretty famous now. He's on TV, CBS Weekly.
I haven't watched regular TV in years, Tanner.
Yeah, I ain't had cable in over a decade.
Not everybody gets the Carol Weaving as Citizen, Tanner.
I'm going to kill you.
Is that the actual name?
People I pay attention to
that
are
is his
voice
actual
actors.
Name. Chris Jackson.
No, I said, is that the actual name?
Carol Weaving as Citizen. That was the newspaper in Carol. Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, well, no, it's been discontinued now. It's strictly the Monday Pub.
Oh, that does not surprise me.
All right, Hunter Borgiers.
Okay. I'm trying to keep track of what has and hasn't been taken. Give me... Ooh. Just give me the 90s TV for 100.
This is so stupid easy. One of this character's catchphrases was, "Whoa, mama."
What?
One of this character's catchphrases was, "Whoa, mama."
One of these characters' signature look was pants.
One of these characters...
Okay, the only thing I can think of that even sounds remotely like that is you're talking about Uncle Jesse from Full House.
That's
so
who is
Uncle Jesse?
That's Have Mercy. You're,
okay, nobody great. Said whoa, mama.
Okay, I'm going to...
Like, that says whoa, but...
Right. Oh, shit, Jesse's got it.
Jesse, go ahead.
Who is Johnny Bravo?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even go to cartoon.
I didn't go to cartoons either. I don't know why I was thinking specifically like 90s
these, like sitcoms.
Yeah,
yeah. Same.
That's my fault, Tanner. That's my fault.
I think that's Tanner's fault.
I think you should have clarified that. 90s TV is very widespread.
It is.
And so, okay,
I'm
now we know
that 90s TV to me is primarily cartoons.
There's two questions left in 90s television. And it could be live action, or it could be cartoons, or
information now.
I thought 90s television was specific enough.
Taylor, it's okay.
Okay. I mean, he says it.
Maybe if you were better at doing Johnny Bravo's voice.
That is also a problem because I'm very hickish.
Oh, mama.
Oh, mama. Okay,
you
so
get that like Elvis in there.
Yeah, you gotta curl your lip.
So after two rounds, I have Jesse at 300, Hunter at 200, Shannon at -300, and
I'm at -400.
And Lindsay's at -400. All right.
You know what? The scores are better so far than the previous games, at least.
If I say I'm already like -700. Or 1,000. So.
All right, you're not even playing. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know, right? Jesse, your category.
Shit. Have we done American history at all yet?
We have not.
Nope.
All right, hit me with that American history for 100.
Oh, God. This founding father without a father was born in the Caribbean where he worked hard and was placed in charge of a trading charter at 14 years old.
Who is Alexander Hamilton?
It is.
So I'm guessing I can just guess these answers based on the things Tanner is always rambling
right?
about.
I mean, generally, yes, and here you are.
Yeah,
because
we all know those old chestnuts where he likes to go on and on about Johnny Bravo.
Okay,
I love to curl up by the fire while Tanner reads an old Johnny Bravo transcript.
That was a legitimate question.
Oh, I have a feeling that Hunter is going to bring this up again in 8 months. I don't know.
That's many fine. Times.
Many times.
That's fine. Shannon, your turn.
You know, the only category I feel safe in, Shannon's love life at 300.
Well, okay. She is currently married to a famous Kiss guitarist.
Who is Shannon Tweed?
That is correct. You're now at zero.
I told you, I know all Shannons. We are like a collective. We're basically the board.
You can't do the shows on Monday because that's when you meet.
Exactly. It's the board meetings.
Jesus. All right, Lindsay, your turn.
Oh, 90s television for 400. Let's see if I can get me back to an even zero.
This comedian got his start on All That and loves chocolate cake.
Who is Kenan Thompson?
Damn it.
That is incorrect.
No?
What?
Okay. What?
Jesse been typing for a while.
Well, no, I was...
I mean, any of the other ones, I don't know... But the other guys, I don't know their last names at all.
I'm pretty sure Lindsay got that one right.
I mean, unless you're counting the fact that he didn't technically start on All That. Like, he was in movies as a kid, but
Excuse me, I buzzed in.
Yeah, Shannon, go ahead, your turn.
I'm going to guess the other one. Who is Kel Mitchell?
That is also incorrect. He loves orange soda.
It's true, he does.
Tanner, can I tell you something?
What's that?
I never watched All That.
I mean, not my fault.
Tanner, can I tell you something else?
Yeah, go ahead.
All That was stupid.
Oh,
easy.
I liked All That.
Yeah, we're going to fight.
Easy.
Anybody else want to gander a guess?
Hang on. Wait a minute.
Yeah. I'm not saying a... All right,
yeah,
go ahead,
I
Hunter.
Do. Is it... Who is Gabriel Iglesias?
That is correct.
Oh, Fluffy. I forgot he was on All That.
When was he on
was
All
he
That?
Was he on All That? I don't know.
The final season of the original
The last
run.
Season,
See,
yeah.
I stopped after, like, season two.
So
I never started.
Like, whenever Amanda Bynes came in, I was done.
Oh, that would have been the reason Amanda I watched Bynes. It.
I was thinking way too hard about All That and not nearly enough about chocolate cake.
That's kind of the boat that I'm in, and I went straight where Lindsay did, the chef, like the chocolate chef on
Randy,
All That.
Randy, they added chocolate to everything.
I guess I should have been more specific and said that as a person he likes chocolate cake.
Yes, you should have.
Well, I didn't think about Kenan Thompson liking cake. I didn't think about that.
Kenan Thomas.
Well, yeah, but you I got actually, tongue-tied. Like, really, you shouldn't have said chocolate cake, because Gabriel Iglesias likes all cake
he
equally.
Loves cake.
Yeah, but the bit on every comedy show is he's the comedian who loves chocolate cake.
No, it's straight up. He just loves cake.
I'm pretty sure Kenan Thomas is from Caro.
That's racist.
But Kenan Thompson is a man very associated with all that and chocolate. Your question was misleading, sir.
Who's Kenan Thomas?
Moving on, Hunter.
Oh,
now with
know.
A commanding lead.
Really?
Go to hell. Go
I'm
to
not
hell.
Even keeping track of the score.
You've got 600.
I'm winning if
Jesse's
we go by
four.
Negative points.
I have how much? What am I at?
You have 600.
Oh, I'm about to say, you just got a big Lord. One from that Lindsay pickup.
Well, let's not risk that at all. Let's go with Assassin's Creed for 200.
Assassin's Creed for 200. This colonial assassin assisted in the release of many slaves after the Revolutionary War.
Ah, crap. Because it's not
say,
the guy from 3.
Okay.
It's not. I know it's not. It's not the freaking guy from 3. Surely it's not. I'm going to go with the guy from 3, and I can't think of his freaking name. So who is Connor?
That is incorrect.
Okay.
And you knew it was, too.
I know. I don't know how this is a tier 2 question. That's what I'd like to know.
Any Assassin's Creed question short of is Assassin's Creed a game is going to be a hard category for me.
Same.
It's going to be like that for anybody who's not a fan.
I'm gonna guess great. Everything wrong because points don't matter to me.
Can I points don't matter and everything's made up. Go ahead.
I don't know his full name. Who's Kenway?
That is Connor, and that is also incorrect.
Why? No, there were two of them, weren't there?
No,
there was also Haytham. But
well, yeah, but like this
okay,
assassin.
Wait a minute.
Haytham was an assassin.
No, well, there was. Oh, well, yeah, but
there was. Listen, there was two Hayhams. Only one was an assassin.
What was the other
in
one?
In colonial times.
I'm Haytham, trying to remember.
His dad. It was a Templar.
Because I'm betting Tanner's talking about the spinoff game that was on...
Yeah, you talking about Liberation?
It was on Liberation.
A 200 question.
But I cannot... It was something... It's a super French name, and I can't think
it
of
was
it.
A girl. It was an African-American girl, and she was French. That's all I remember. And I played that game.
Fuck it.
Jesse.
Wait, did Shannon... Not, oh, Shannon did guess. Okay, never mind.
Who is Aveline?
That is correct.
He's Googling.
I'm really glad that you didn't ask me her last name because
I
don't know what it is.
I have it on here, but I'm not going to be that big of a dick.
Disagree.
Okay. Who picked? Oh, Jesse, it's your turn.
No, fuck.
Who now has the lead?
All right. I guess I'll go with 90s television for whatever lowest one is left.
500.
Shit. That's it. All right. Time to, well, no, oh, I already said it. Fuck it. Time to lose all my money. What you got for
Nut
me, Tanner?
Up, boy.
Fuck. Okay, so before I read this question off, this is
that's
back,
not good. That's not,
that's
a, good
not
sign.
A good sign.
You don't wait. Like it when Alex Trebek looks at the card and goes, aw, crap.
Oh, shit. To be, two over.
So this is, I feel like this is going to be easy enough. That it should have been 100, and I don't know why it's not at 500.
What?
But here we are. It was a fuck up somewhere.
Did you reverse the 100 to 500? Because no one knew that Irish fucking night show.
That's accurate.
That yeah. is true. Okay, so the answer is these animated characters are known as Smolf in Stockholm and ended in 1990.
What?
I think you were wrong about that question. I think that's a good 500 question.
Oh.
What are Smurfs?
That is correct.
Really?
Yeah, I forgot about Stockholm Smurf.
Smolf. That's what the show was called in Stockholm.
Yeah, it's very common trivia there.
It's not supposed to be
well,
common
see,
trivia.
When you were reading it, it sounded like they are known as Smurf. And
yeah,
Stockholm, not in.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought you meant the characters were named Smolf and Stockholm.
No, Smolf in Stockholm.
I'm
yeah,
pretty sure I'm pretty sure that was the Swedish spinoff of, what is it, Worker Mouse and...
Worker and Parasite.
Worker and Parasite.
Tanner, the important thing is we're laughing.
That is true.
If it's entertaining, that's all that matters. I'm on your side with this.
And I love how Jesse. I love how Jesse is still winning.
Well, yeah, because he's googling it.
You son of a bitch!
He googled Smolf in Stockholm.
He's, I mean, well, it sounds like Smurf.
It sounds like Smurf. Like, yeah, I just threw out the fucking guess.
That's why I thought, no, that should have been the $100 question, but here we are. That was apparently harder than I thought. Anyway, Shannon, it's your turn.
You know, I don't know anything else.
You still got your love life.
Yeah, let's go for my love life.
I just want to point out real quick, by the way, now I am Googling some things. Smurfs never even aired in the 90s new.
It ended.
Yeah, it was on reruns.
The final season was in. The final season was
maybe 90.
The final season was in 1990.
It was not. The final episode date, December 2nd, 1989.
Well, then I Googled said it was in. It ended in 1990.
Tanner, I Googled Smurfs TV show.
I did too.
Maybe he Googled it in Stockholm for some reason?
No. No.
It turns out that Smolf was actually on another season.
It got one additional season. It was still hot in Stockholm.
It went so well.
It's
they were
that
huge
special
in Stockholm.
Edition episode for Matt Shat.
It revitalized the series, honestly.
Well, okay, we'll blame Google because when I looked it up, Google said it ended in 1990.
Yeah,
so I thought
I think Google's problem.
I think well, now it's your problem, Hunter. The uke falls on the laptop, and now you can't get on your sites.
It hit my laptop, and now I can't get to my sites.
Tanner, I think everyone should get 500 points for that one.
Nope. Shannon, what'd you pick?
Right, everybody can get 500 points, and Jesse gets 1,000. That's only fair.
I picked Shannon's love life for 400, please.
You already did 400.
No, he didn't.
No, he literally just said it.
I did it, but then we made fun of Tanner for like 3 minutes. Yeah, no, we didn't even make fun of Tanner. We didn't make fun of Tanner. We made fun of Smolf in Stockholm.
Smolf, yeah. All right, Shannon's love life for 400. He divorced his first wife in 2005, which was about the time his status as a WWE performer ended after a career following the Hardys.
Who is Shannon Moore?
That is correct. Son of a bitch. I thought that was going to be harder.
He
knows
Shannon.
All Shannons.
We're all connected, Tanner.
Especially okay. WWE trivia is not going to get over Shannon.
Well, plus I could feel Hunter chomping at the bit on that one.
The term is champing, but yes.
Well, I looked it up on Google. It said chomping.
Well, only in Stockholm.
In Stockholm, it's chomping.
Stockholm.
All right, Shannon is now -600 because he's a dick.
How do you sigh? What's the noise for a sigh in Stockholmese?
Stockholmese.
Go fuck yourself, Lindsay.
My favorite Smurf is Wool Mama Smurf.
Wool Mama Smurf. All right, let's just shoot myself in the foot more and go with Broadway musicals for 300.
She made her debut on Broadway with Rent and went on to become Wicked.
I can't pronounce her name.
Yes, you can. Try.
It's. The girl that does the voice for Elsa. The
Can I help her with it? Because she knows
I'm
who
buzzing,
it is.
I'm not going to pull a John
now.
Travolta.
You can't buzz now. Should,
I think she it. Should get the point. She knows who it is.
I know who it is. I just can't say her name.
Spell it. Just type it out in the thing.
Yeah, spell it for me. Yeah, spell
I can't right. spell either. Are you forgetting
Here,
who you're
just,
talking
just
to?
Just do it the best you can.
Just get it close.
Fine.
Oh, no, you got to actually click in the box.
This is going to be some real John Travolta stuff right here.
That is correct.
Okay.
And actually, you spelled it right, with the exception of that E at the beginning should be an I.
Oh.
What is it? It's Idina Menzel, right?
Idina Menzel, yep.
Or Hunter, we would also, what would also we accept?
Adele
Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem.
Also, she was in Enchanted as the other girlfriend.
She let it go.
Uh-huh.
She sure did.
This 1980s movies proved that, yes, cannonballs can run.
You were in it.
Jesus Christ. All right. Hunter?
Yeah, give me that second American history.
The regret.
This should go well.
How much American history can we learn from Stockholm?
Okay, y'all are going to give me more shit for this one. But this Union Army ironclad ship was recovered and now resides in Vicksburg, Mississippi.
That's 200.
History is
it's a national monument. It's a national park. Like, it's visited by millions of people a year. And I mean that literally.
This is the only one I can think of, and I can only imagine this is why you would pick it. What is the USS Cairo?
That is correct.
Oh.
And yeah, I said it correctly.
No, you didn't, motherfucker.
Yes, I did.
He absolutely did.
Your boy Bayek from Assassin's Creed would say I said it correctly.
I'm giving you the points. But
I just hear robots. All robots.
Cairo is Little Egypt.
Uh-huh.
That's why we called it Cairo. True story. I dated a girl. This ties into Shannon's love life.
Is
I dated
that a true
a girl.
Story? You dated a girl?
She, a couple of them. She was coming down and to see me, and she called me, and she was Asian, and she actually moved from Taiwan, and she called me and was like, "Hey, I'm almost there." And I was like, "Where are you?" She said, "I'm in Cairo," and me and I think it was Bob. I put her on speakerphone, and we laughed at her like, "Bitch, that's Cairo. You stupid." Just because it's called Little Egypt doesn't mean we're saying it wrong. You uncultured swine.
All right, Jesse, your turn. And good job, Hunter. I'm proud of you.
Yeah,
even though you said it wrong, I give it to you.
By the way, her name was Ming Wang.
That's unfortunate.
All right. So we're out of 90s television. I ain't going to fucking touch Broadway musical.
You got 3, 4, and 5 in History and Creed.
And 5 in Love Life.
And 5 in Love Life. But let's save that one.
Oh,
let's
no.
You save that one?
Now you just making up rules as we go along.
I'm just, okay, if he wants to pick it, that's fine, but I'd prefer to save that one.
Whatever.
All right. I'm going to pick it, just so you know.
Yeah, okay. Give me American History for 300.
Everyone knows Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492, but the first Europeans, the Vikings, landed here in this year.
What the fuck?
That is also very common knowledge.
Is it?
I think we're going to have a conversation with everybody.
I don't even think there's
very common knowledge.
Is there an official date for it? Because I don't think there is.
Yes, there is an official year. Yes. It is the year that Leif Erikson landed here. It is the official year.
Okay, I know for a fact there's not an actual date for the fucking Leif Erikson.
No, not a date. Not a date. It is the accepted year that the Viking settlement was tested. Some of the things found in the Viking settlement was tested and shown this date. So this is the accepted date.
The year 1000.
That is the correct answer.
Google.
Oh my God, fuck you, Shannon.
You're never going to prove it's not Google.
We can't see you.
We're
not on Zoom.
Yeah, we're going to have to do webcam next time.
That's true.
All right, Shannon, your turn.
You know what I'm going to pick, because here's the thing. I know you, Tanner. You're setting me up with the first four to hit me with something really terrible on the fifth. So let's do it now. Let's get it out of the way so I can retire from this fucking show. I can go move to Alaska and I'll blow my brains out in the middle of the night and it'll all be on your head. I want Shannon's love life for 500, please, Alex.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
Stop it. Hang on, I gotta stop myself from laughing. He doesn't need a woman or man to prove he's valued and loved. He's a strong, independent person.
What?
I don't know that one. Who is...
it's gotta be Shannon Sharp.
Oh, who is Michael Shannon, the famed British actor?
That is incorrect. Anybody else want to wager a guess?
Yes. Guess. Well, now I feel bad.
Hunter.
Who is Shannon Young?
I'll accept it.
Don't tell me I'm wrong.
I said I'm gonna. Fuck, man!
His brain can't
this.
Handle it, Shannon or Tanner.
You can't say it's wrong.
Yeah,
I'm gonna accept
to
it, though. The correct. Now let me finish. I said I'm gonna accept it, but the correct answer is who is Chad?
Oh, you son of a. Oh. I don't like that one.
To be fair, when it comes to my answer, for a little while there, they were basically the same person.
Oh, God.
Tanner, that was mostly sweet of you. Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy.
It's only a bummer that Hunter's the one that got the 500
I'm like, dude, come on, just answer it.
Well, this is the first Chad that we've referenced on the show that didn't reference me and Bob's brother.
Damn it. Oh. All right, Lindsay, your turn. You've got Broadway for 4 and 5. You've got History for 4 and 5. And you got Creed for 3, 4, and 5.
And I'm not going to know the answers for any of them. So I'm just going to stick with Broadway for 400.
I like how we're all going in order. No one is going higher.
Because nobody wants to lose that many points.
I'm already losing everything, so it don't matter.
Okay,
we're still going to be
friends. You may get this one, okay?
You may get this one.
I might.
I'm confident. I feel confident in Lindsay to get this one. This play and musical was written by the creators of such characters as Squeak Scolari, Gary Johnson, and Chef.
Wait, say it again?
This Broadway musical and play was written by the creators of such characters as Squeak Scolari, Gary Johnson, and Chef.
I know this one.
I do too.
I know this one too.
Cannibal?
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
Hunter.
I don't know.
What is the Book of Mormon?
That is the correct answer.
I mean, I've never seen Trey Parker, Matt Stone.
Yeah, Trey Parker, Matt Stone, South Park.
Yep.
Same guys.
Yep.
Those are all South Park characters.
Oh, Cannibal.
Oh,
Squeak Scolari
is
from
No, they are not.
That was basketball.
Yeah. And Gary Johnson was from Team America.
Also, I think Lindsay, what she was thinking of was the same one I was thinking of, was Cannibal the Musical,
gotcha.
Which actually wasn't on Broadway. It was a movie.
Yeah.
Okay, Hunter, your turn. And you have the lead now, sir. You're winning by 100.
Yeah, that's why I'm gonna just punch myself right in the face and pick Creed for 3.
I'm so sorry. The current Grand Master of the Templar Order.
Shit.
Bye.
Current? Like modern day?
Modern day, most recent, if you've watched the movie.
Oh. Tanner, I don't know if you saw the box office. Nobody saw that movie.
I own the movie.
I said what I said.
Yeah. Okay.
Said what meant.
Okay, so
you get off his post.
She's talked. You haven't played Origins either.
Nope. Yeah,
well,
just,
it is a female.
Just take him. I don't know.
Anybody else?
No.
Here comes Jesse.
They don't know him either.
No. Yeah. Once we get out of Assassin's Creed 3, my knowledge of Assassin's Creed is a.
Okay, so when the game
drastic go down,
Tanner, when the game give the answer and move on. We don't want the history lesson.
No. We got 20 minutes to fill. Give us the history lesson.
When the games first started being created, the Grand Master of the Templar Order was. Was it Alan? Alan?
Are you asking?
No, I'm trying to remember the first his first.
Did
name.
You say Alan Rickman?
No, Rickon, Rikkin. But now he was killed in the movie, which actually translates to the films or to the games, because in Origins you realize that it was true. His daughter Sophia Rickon is now the Grand Master of the Templar Order.
Man, y'all remember in Galaxy Quest when Alan Rickman goes by Grabthar's hammer? What a savings!
I don't actually.
All right, so let's keep going. It looks like Jesse, the board is yours.
I need to know, Tanner. Because I didn't watch the movie. Was Alan Rickon, was he played by Michael Fassbender? Because that's the only person I know that was in that
Michael
film.
Michael Fassbender was the
really?
Assassin in that movie.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, I don't know. You want me to ask you questions about the Predator?
You want to know who the Grandmaster was in the movie?
This was the villain in the Predator.
You want to know who the villain was in the movie Assassin's Creed?
I do, who was it?
It was played by Jeremy Irons, you dick.
Oh, he's a good actor.
He is.
Jeremy Irons.
Tanner. Take the letters in his name and rearrange them to describe him.
No.
Hunter, go ahead.
Jesse.
Wait, who is it again?
Jeremy Irons.
Jeremy Irons?
Yes.
Oh, I should know this. I can't do it. I can't do
it
on the fly.
Jeremy's Iron?
Oh, there it is. See, all I could think of was Iron Butterfly.
This sounds like rock and or roll.
Are you talking about that famous hymn in the Garden of Eden?
And now for opening hymn in the Garden of Eden by Iron Butterfly.
Dun, 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 dun. Tanner, go ahead.
Right. I'm just sitting here listening to y'all. Jesse, it's your turn if you want to pick.
Can I elect to pass?
You can cash in your chips now and bail right. if you want.
Can I bail out with the lead?
Negative.
What's the cheapest American history available?
400.
All right, hit me with that American history for 400.
She is touted as the first naturally born American whose family had settled in the U.S. after leaving Europe.
Oh. Yeah, I do know that. Well, I think I do. You said she, though. I don't. Nah, I got nothing.
No guess at all?
No guess. Pass.
All right, who's up? Anybody want to take a guess?
Crickets.
I don't think so, because when you ask American history, I expect more things of like, this late night TV show host has the last name Leno, and I know that.
Shannon, we've talked about this person before.
Tanner, you know I have the memory of a goldfish. I barely remember your name.
Okay, is no one wants to take a guess?
No, because I know the first naturally born president.
Same. But
I don't know.
I don't even know that.
It's Martin Van Buren.
Correct. That's the first naturally born president.
And that's where I thought you were going with this.
Same.
I don't know the citizen at all.
She was born in the colony of Roanoke.
What the fuck?
Okay.
Virginia.
Oh, is it? Oh, God. Is it? I actually feel like
Isn't
I know
that
this.
Isn't that just a fucking legend anyway?
Is it Virginia Dare?
It's Virginia Dare. That was very well documented. Virginia Dare was the first naturally born American whose family had moved here from Europe.
Look, I don't care that nobody got the points. I'm just happy I knew the last name. I'm actually proud of myself that I knew this.
Okay.
When you said Roanoke, it got me. But then I started having flashbacks to American Horror Story. And then Lindsay had to stop me from driving Leonardo's sword through my eyeballs.
I mean, he had it real close there.
Well, that's fair. All right, Shannon, it is your turn. And Hunter, you're back in the lead.
Tanner, yay. I think I'm gonna take Broadway musicals for 500, please.
Damn. fuck. How many minutes are there? How many minutes are there in the Seasons of Love?
Oh, I know this.
Tanner, I recently got out of a long-term relationship, so I don't think I'm qualified.
Why do you think I said, oh, fuck?
How many minutes there are in the Season of Love?
Seasons.
4.5 years?
Oh, hang on. Let me double check this real quick. It looks like Jesse was first.
So is 4.5 years wrong?
It is wrong, yes.
Okay.
525,600 minutes.
That is the correct answer.
See, I didn't realize if that was a song or a show.
How did you not know this?
I didn't. Okay, I'm sorry. My Broadway that I like is like Rodgers and Hammerstein and like...
That.
It's Hammerstein.
Whatever.
Is the only song
like,
from
that
Rent that I know.
And, yeah. I just know Rent is AIDS and Everybody Dies movie.
That,
AIDS.
I like that movie.
Everyone has AIDS.
Out of the pool.
Oh, shit. She just spit water all over me. All over my computer screen. Oh, my God. It's a fucking disaster. Get a paper towel. This is a 4K monitor. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. She just spit all over me. You gotta pay extra for that in some countries. Give it to me. Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
There's literally water everywhere. She's done. Whew. She's gone.
Okay,
just
I'm curious
Lindsay
what broke
say
her.
Ow in the background.
So, here's what happened. I think she broke my monitor. No, oh my God, it's turning off.
Oh,
please,
no.
Please be okay.
Oh, Lord.
I think I hit the button. So what happened was I said that, and she took a big drink of water, and she just spit it directly in my face and all over the monitors.
She had an actual spit take.
Everybody out of the pool.
My shirt is so wet.
And see, ironically, and you said out of the pool, and now you look like you've been in the pool.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Are you okay?
Not really. My sinuses really hurt now.
Normally, it takes more for me to get a girl to squirt. Oh, I'm sorry.
You had
that
to
was
ruin
too
it.
Much. That was too much.
Jesus
Everyone
Christ.
Was having a good time.
I just want to say.
I wasn't.
I'm sorry I spit all over you.
I just want to say that's. Like, I don't know if anybody recognized the Team America World Police reference I made,
yes.
But hey, fuck
yes.
It. Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Well, I didn't hear it. I was too. I had water.
Yeah,
in my
you did.
Ears.
He said everyone
did.
Has AIDS. That's their parodying Rent.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And then all I said was out of the pool, and apparently that was enough to obliterate her mind.
Oh, so, and Jesse, back to you saying that that was the only song that you know from Rent. You watched the Flash TV show, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that was a really good cover of that.
So, you okay?
You okay? I thought it was funny. So anyway, I thought it was funny.
As you know, the guy that plays Joe West is from Rent, and he does a song on there called "Cover You," and the reprise of it at a funeral is hauntingly gorgeous. I'll have to send that to you, buddy.
Andrew Lloyd Webber, that's the other ones.
He actually has done a bunch of stuff on Broadway. Joe West has, as well as two other people in Flash. Well, in the Arrowverse.
Grant Gustin and Melissa Benoit.
I don't think that Grant Gustin was in Broadway, was he? I was thinking of the actor that plays Malcolm Merlin. Is also Broadway.
Yeah, as well.
What's his name? The nerdy Cupid kid from Supergirl, I think, is Broadway.
Oh, wait, he is. Yes. He actually. Well.
But I don't remember.
He's
his
done
name
some
either.
Broadway. Yeah, I can't either.
So I don't know if this guy was in it. I think he was in Flash, and you guys might have been talking about him. And I don't know if this was his character name in Law and Order, if this was the actor's name. Jesse Green, because he was in Rent.
Hang on, let me look. That's not who we're talking about.
I have no idea who Jesse
Green
is. I
know, but you're talking about actors who did Broadway that was on that. Like, I just want to make sure I'm not crazy. Because he was like one of the original actors from Rent. He was on Law and Order, but I can't remember if Jesse Green was his character name in Law and Order.
No, Jesse... Oh, crap.
Is it Jesse Green?
No. Jesse, what's his last name?
Whose last name? Oh, Jesse Martin. Is. Yeah, yeah. That's
Martin,
yes.
He plays
Flash.
He played Ed Green.
That's what it was.
Yeah. And he also played Tom Collins on Rent on Broadway.
Collins, yeah. That
I just
want
to make sure. I want to make sure I'm not crazy.
So, but yeah, I have to send that video of him singing Cover You because it's
beautiful. Hey, Lindsay.
That dude is a phenomenal singer.
He really is.
You know, Elliot Stabler is coming back for the season premiere of SVU.
Yeah.
And then he's getting his own spinoff show. I know. I want to watch
that. Did you guys watch Happy that has Stabler in it?
No, I wanted to. Christopher Maloney is one of my favorite actors, but I just haven't gotten around to it
yet. I watched about like halfway through the first season. It is honestly way better than I expected it to be for a sci-fi original.
And Patton Oswalt is the little
character,
right?
Yeah, Patton Oswalt's Blue, the little like imaginary horse.
Oh, talking about Patton Oswalt, it reminds me, he's going to be back in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this season as a different character.
Patton Oswalt?
He is.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
As another one of the, I'm actually behind
they,
on.
They literally just said as a new character.
It's just going to be a third brother.
Yeah, but they're all, another one I was going to say, they're all a new character. It's the same family.
That is true.
Yeah.
He'll technically be the first one because they're like back in the 40s now.
Oh, what the hell? I am really behind on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I haven't watched that show in a while.
Yeah, Jesse, they went to space, and then they went through time, and then they didn't do any of the other Infinity Stones because they're not really part of the Marvel Universe.
I saw the space, I saw the space and time, because that happened simultaneously.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't
it's the
watch,
B-Squad.
I didn't watch anything from last season, so I have no clue what the fuck's
going on. Yeah, the last thing I saw is when it was the beginning of, I guess, the return, when they had the fake Coulson. And I never got, like, I didn't finish that, so I don't have resolution for fake Coulson.
You still, well,
That's gross. Let's move on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's, right.
It's a good season,
let's
but
finish this game.
Yeah.
Lindsay, it's your turn. You have history for 500.
Well, I literally know nothing about Assassin's Creed, so history for 500.
History for 500. This stone was discovered in 1898 in Minnesota. And is the topic of discussion for Scott Walter in most venues.
Oh, son of a bitch. I wish I had paid attention to that interview we did now.
Ha!
It's
Lindsay's.
So is it like a specific name stone or like a type of stone?
It is a specific name stone.
He said it like
a million
times.
Yep. I remember
this. I mean, I have his books in front of me and it's literally all over the books. That's all he talks about for the most part.
Now, I do wish I had listened to some of Tanner's shows.
Yep, I listened to it, and I know this.
I did listen to it, but it's been so long ago since I listened
Jesse,
to it.
Jesse, I was on that show, too.
I know you were.
I mean...
You want to wager, I guess, Lindsay?
It's not it, but I'm going to say the Rosetta Stone.
No, that is incorrect.
Rosetta Stone.
I think it's the Blarney Stone.
It's
not the Blarney Stone.
What is the Kensington Runestone?
That is correct.
Yeah.
I knew it was Runestone. I forgot Kensington. It's also my favorite character from Saints Row, Kenzie Kensington.
All right, so as it stands right now, with two questions left, because it's going to come down to the two people who are getting these questions, Hunter has 1,700, and Jesse has 1,500.
Mm.
And it is now Hunter's turn, with 400 and 500 Assassin's Creed left.
I'm sorry, you...
Well, yeah, I know.
So Lindsay and I just, I'm going to go just clean my sinuses out after my lovely little spit take.
I'm still here.
You're still in. I'm still just in. Give me the four.
Okay. He is the current mentor of the Assassin's Brotherhood.
So this is from the movie, is what you're telling me?
Nope, this is from the game. And he's talked about in one of the games you're playing right now.
Okay. All right, so let's see. It's not going to be Ezio. There's no way he's still around.
No, he died in like he died in 1515 or something like that.
Yeah, I mean he would have to have. I'm gonna guess
unless
it's
he traveled
not,
through time.
I'm gonna guess it's probably not one of the colonial guys because they would also still not be around, or one of the French guys.
Nope. I will say I will tell you this much: he is current, like he's alive at this very moment.
Is it the smart guy? Who is, can I give you a last name?
Sure, I'll take it.
Who is Miles?
Yes, but it's not the smart guys.
I thought, okay, that's not the guy with the glasses? That's not the...
Nope. But I'm going to say Miles name because there's only two characters and only one, there's only two characters with the last name Miles and only one's alive, so I'm going
to
accept it.
Oh, I was about to say, there's multiple Miles characters.
There's only two, and only one's living. Oh, fair enough. It is William Miles. It's Desmond's father.
Damn.
Pulled that one straight out of nowhere.
All right. I think that gives Hunter the game. There's no mathematical way for... Unless Hunter wants to guess on the last one and gets it wrong. That's the only way he loses.
But it's your question, so you're going to lose the $500 automatically.
Yes. That is absolutely what's about to happen. All right, Tanner. Hit me up with that question I'm about to get wrong.
Jesse, before I ask this question, what Assassin's Creed games have you played?
I have played the first Assassin's Creed, then two, or the Ezio trilogy, a chunk of three, a chunk of Liberation because I heard it was better, it wasn't, and I played like 5 minutes of four.
Okay, how much of three have you played?
A chunk. What do you got?
Or maybe it's four. Fuck, I can't remember. Okay, this may be four. He was trained from childhood to become an assassin. Unfortunately, when he was finally initiated in 2000, he killed the mentor at the time, Order 66 style.
Yeah, that's definitely not been in a game that I've... Because Desmond was still alive in the games that I've played. So the only
let me ask you, like, did you play any of the modern stuff in 3?
A little bit, but Desmond was still alive in everything that I played.
Yep. Yeah, he sure was.
Objection, leading the witness.
It's his witness.
Well, yeah, to be fair, even if he gets his That's incorrect, but to be fair, even if he gets this correct, he still loses.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
Anybody else want to take a guess?
Hell no.
Right.
Okay. Jesse.
I got it. Oh. Who's Miles Morales?
He comes swinging in on with a web and just, no, okay, the answer is Daniel Cross.
I have no idea who the fuck that is.
Okay.
So, has anybody played Assassin's Creed 3 at all?
Yes. I played it beginning to end with right after it came out, but that's been, you know, how long now?
Hey, I played the beginning before you played as Connor. That was fun.
No, you didn't play as Connor. You played as Haytham. Yeah.
No, that's what I said. I played the beginning before you played.
Oh, I think you said you played as...
You cut out there.
Yeah,
you cut out. Yeah, bud. Okay, so in the modern segments of Assassin's Creed 3, he is the guy who keeps running around trying to kill Desmond. He's the one that you kill in Abstergo, that the bad guy said was like his son.
Man, maybe I'm remembering this incorrectly, but I thought most of the modern day stuff in 3 was you in that that temple of the progenitor, whatever they're called, the Isu.
And
yeah,
it is for the most part. Anytime you go out in modern, but occasionally you go out to a mission where you've got to go collect an Isu battery to power the temple.
That was the last one I have played beginning to end. Now I'm well on my way to doing that for Odyssey. I think I've only got about 7,000 more hours, and then I'll be done. But I'm getting
there. The Order 66 bit about it is he was a sleeper agent for the Templars. He was kidnapped as a child, tortured to the point where, I guess either Order 66 would be a good reference or Winter Soldier. Tortured to the point where he had something basically implanted in his head where it told him once he met the mentor for the assassins to kill him.
Yeah, see, I mean, I wouldn't have got it regardless, but to me, when you said Order 66, I start thinking of if it's one guy, I start thinking of Anakin, not so much the other guy.
The Order itself.
I would have gone with Winter Soldier there.
Yeah. I don't think anybody still would have got it, but...
No. No, nope. Sweet child, no.
Yeah.
I was close.
Okay, and that means tonight's final score, coming in fourth, we have Lindsay with negative 1,400, which is still better than last week, I'm pretty sure.
I started to say it's pretty close.
Yeah. In third, we have Shannon with negative 1,200.
I'm honestly disappointed in myself a little bit.
You should be.
Shannon,
I really wanted to win that car.
Jesus Christ. And second place, we have Jesse, who's finally been dethroned by first place Hunter.
Yay.
Jesse comes out with 1,000. Hunter has 2,100, which I'm pretty sure is a new high score.
Yeah, I just got real lucky. That's all that was, man, legitimately.
Got the Shannon question. That was a good one.
Yep. Yep.
So,
and Jesse Googled things.
God damn it.
Okay, so overall, what'd you guys think of the questions?
I you know what?
Before, they were hard.
Before everyone else tells you how terrible you are, I want to say.
They were legit questions. They were just hard.
I thought it was fine. Like, I didn't think yours was
Hunter's
any harder than Hunter's.
Questions were hard, too.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's fair.
I thought they were funny, though. Your wife posted on Facebook, I don't know if you saw that, she doesn't know how the show went, but she could hear you laughing so hard.
Also, you got a legitimate spit take. Like that. maybe Shannon said the thing that led to it, but you got a legitimate spit take.
That's
yeah, I think this
And I'm pretty sure that's the laughter she's talking about is when you said everybody out of the pool.
Yeah, I mean you got a legitimate like laugh track out of the show. So
there's some jokes that I wish I wasn't so good at. And when the people start spitting water in my face and all over my expensive equipment.
I'm sorry.
That's the moment I'm too funny. I think I need to retire.
I'm sorry. There's still water behind Godzilla.
There's water behind Godzilla? Yeah, that's where he comes from.
There's water under him? There's water
around him? He comes out of the water, Lindsay.
No, but I mean back there.
Godzilla doesn't have AIDS.
How do you know?
Could you imagine?
You don't know.
Could you imagine if he did?
You don't know his life and what he's been through?
If Godzilla had to call all the other monsters on Monster Island and let them know, look, I just got tested.
Well, I mean, to be fair, the song is called Everyone Has AIDS, so he may have AIDS.
I think, Rodan, I think you should go to the doctor.
Oh, it hurts.
Well, we were going to call this the end of trivia, but then Lindsay tonight before the show said, so do I get to do the trivia next week? And I said,
ooh,
you know what?
Yep.
Yes. Your turn.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and
Lord.
After
so
that, Jesse can do
my
one.
Torment.
And then we'll retire the goddamn thing.
I'm gonna look
Jesse
away
didn't get to do
from
one
the
yet.
Computer this time.
Yeah, Jesse gets to
Jesse's
do one.
Fine with
Jesse gets to do one. No, you get to do one too.
Fine.
And then we can go back to talking about Trump because by then it'll be November and we can talk about the election
that he's gonna postpone. That's when he's gonna start believing in the Rona. It's like, oh nope, can't have a presidential election right now.
Can't have an election right now.
The whole world is actually completely like wide and clear from it, but that's when he's like, nope, time to shut everything down.
So help me, if he tries to pull any of that shit,
he'll get away with it.
You'll do what? finish the sentence, Lindsay.
I personally won't really be able to do shit, but...
No, don't say anything, Lindsay. They're listening. Don't say anything about giving Trump AIDS. Because...
Put him in his pool.
Oh, there it is. You got her. You got her. She tried so hard not to laugh when I said it, and then when you said it, she's done.
I mean, I was chewing on ice. That could have went a lot worse.
Yeah, I don't want you to choke.
You're going to get one of those in the eyeball here in a minute.
Oh, okay. I think that's going to do it for us for tonight.
It must. It has to.
What time?
It has to.
Stay tuned. We have more shows this week.
No, we don't.
We do.
We got Friday and then Saturday.
What's the name of it, Tanner?
Scott Walter. The name of it? The
Friday show.
You
wanted to host, big boy. Here you go.
To be fair to Tanner, I don't even remember the name of the show.
He never does. That's why you have to just do it like Tanner, like Shannon does. Just go with the legendary something, something. I don't know.
Something.
Everyone has AIDS.
So that's where I get mixed up because I always want to call it the infamous, but it's the legendary group chat for Happiness Podcast.
That's close.
Pretty
close.
You left out the PZ85.
PZ85, yeah, okay. Because I always want to call it infamous.
Subtitle is going to be Everyone Has AIDS, and I'm going to get a bunch of hate mail for that.
It has to be get out of the pool. Everyone has AIDS.
Yeah. No, you got to mention the pool, so you don't want anybody getting AIDS in there.
Well, anyway, and then I continue on Saturday. I'm interviewing Scott Walter again, so that's why we have more shows this weekend.
Scott Walter is a friend of the show. He's a good man.
Not after this one.
Oh, you think I'm going to let him watch? No, hell no. I'm going to find some way to block him.
No, send him this one so he knows what he's in for, because we're going to play this trivia with him on Saturday.
Then he'll want to talk to me. I knew about the Kensington Runestone.
Yeah.
That is true. We do.
Hunter, you said you had nothing to talk to him about. You knew what it was.
It would just be the Chris Farley show. It would be like, hey, you remember when you talked about the Kensington Runestone? That was awesome, man.
That was awesome.
That was cool, man.
That's all
so
I
you have
to
a show
say.
On. You have a show on Travel Channel? Do you know Zach Bagans?
And then when he says no, I just go, I'm so stupid. Oh, come on, man. It's okay. No, I don't. I shouldn't do that.
Well, I know he won't have any connections there. I am going to ask him about Josh Gates, though.
Why doesn't he have any connections with the Zach Bagans?
Because paranormal is not his thing. Me and him had that. We've had that conversation.
I know. I remember. I was there.
Yeah, that's one.
I hosted.
That's one of the reasons why he thinks his show is not a good fit for Travel.
Suddenly,
Channel.
Shannon knows exactly how Cody feels every time we act like he's never seen Ghostbusters. I say act. I mean,
well,
we all know he hasn't actually seen Ghostbusters.
Right. You can actually go back and listen to me host that show. You can't.
I have to do it
Cody
one time a show, because when I do that, then tomorrow I sit and wait for Cody to pop up in the group chat and go, "Just got around to last night's show. Oh, I hate you guys."
There's a reason Cody hasn't been on in weeks. He's done. He's done.
He went back to work.
Anyway, yes.
And somebody
may have
pissed him off.
We got PZ85, the legendary group chat of Happy Podcast tomorrow. And then
Jesus Christ.
Scott Walter on Saturday. Then we're back on Monday with Nerd Up, right, Jesse?
I believe so, yes.
We do it all again next week. I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. I want to thank Lindsay, Hunter, Jesse, and of course Tanner for this wonderful, wonderful cavalcade of questions that we all knew.
I can hear word? Jesse itching. What's that word?
And it's cavalcade.
It's not.
I mean, that sounds like some bad, like, toothpaste product.
0 out of 10 dentists recommend cavalcade.
I like to let the words form in my head, but then they get locked up in my throat and I don't say them so good.
You're like Michael Scott. Sometimes you start a sentence and you don't even know where it's going.
And I also promised a bunch of kids I'd pay for their college, and I cannot.
You son of a bitch.
That's the awkward part.
Did you buy them some laptop chargers at least?
God damn it. Fucking stop.
Batteries.
Oh, that's right. It was batteries. Yeah, chargers actually would have been useful.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Oh.
We're gonna call it a night here, guys.
Please.
From Scott's Tots, thank you for tuning in.
Stop it!
We'll see you on Monday for Nerd Up. Hunter, take us out.
Later!